Good afternoon and welcome to the Food Talk Show. My name is Margaret Scully and you are tuned to 103.2 Dublin City FM. Each week on this show, I talk to food producers, chefs, farmers and people passionate about food. I hope you can stay tuned for the next 30 minutes. If you would like to contact the show, please phone 01 865 8020 or text 087 977 1032. Now, Ballybuckle-based food company Keeling F Juices Limited recently won an Irish Quality Food Award for their freshly squeezed Valencia orange juice. In addition to orange juice, the company produced freshly cut fruit, granola and yogurts. I am very pleased to be joined in studio today by Managing Director Fred Keeling. Good afternoon, Fred.
Good afternoon, Margaret.
Thank you very much.
Delighted to be here.
Thank you for coming in and congratulations on your award.
Many thanks. It's at last. Great to win an award.
How long at last are we talking?
Well, we've been making orange juice for about 25 years. Of that last 10 years, we've been making it in Ballybuckle on a company of my own with my son, John, and a team of highly qualified people, and it's attention to detail in hygiene, in temperature, to make the product that we're making. It's a freshly squeezed orange juice, which if you don't have the hygiene and you don't have the temperature, you won't achieve the shelf life that is required. So we have nothing, we don't pasteurize the product at all. So that means for our product to stay good, our hygiene has to be good, the temperature has to be good, the temperature right through the chain where it's been delivered to the distribution centre and then onto the shop. The shop has to have it at the right temperature below 4 degrees so that the housewife gets the best product. And we're trying to get the product as good as the housewife will make in their own home, but ours should be better because we are blending in order to achieve that the sugar level is consistent the whole year round, and that's the hardest thing to do.
How do you do that?
Well, we're sourcing oranges from Egypt, from Brazil, from Spain, and you are at the start of the season, it's bitter. At the middle of the season, it's just great. At the end of the season, it's too sweet. So you're mixing the start and the finish, but it's a constant attention to detail to get that right. And so if it's too bitter, the customer will buy one bottle but won't come back for the next one.
Gosh, it is very scientific. So are you telling me then, so you're, say this particular product that you've won your awards for, the Valencia orange juice, so you're just using Valencia oranges but
yes,
from different countries, maybe
yes,
blended?
Yes, yes,
in order
yes,
to get
yes,
the beginning, the middle and the end.
The sugar level has to be 11 to 11.5. If you go to 10, the customer will get a bitter taste in their back of their mouth and they won't like it. So we have to strive to be over 11 all the time. And that's most of the year it's fine, but there are 2 months of the year which is very hard to do that. And it's a juggling.
So this is like a fine recipe you have here for this juice.
Well, the customer will determine whether you are making it right or not. If it's not the right, it'll be too bitter and the customer won't like it at all. And you won't sell the volume that you should be selling.
Yes, because as I said to you when you come in, unbeknownst to myself, I am a customer of yours and I do buy your juice.
And please keep supporting us, Margaret.
I will indeed, of course. I love your juice. I buy it in Tesco's and I know it's quite similar to the award-winning one from Dunn's. And yeah, it does taste the same all year round. And I suppose the average person doesn't even think that. Yeah, you know, fruit really changes. I find oranges are more of a winter fruit.
The taste changes all the time. At the moment, we're on Portuguese juice plus Peru because you can't get it. And we have some South African oranges from Swaziland at the moment. But 2 weeks ago, all the Swaziland were stopped by the department because of black spot and there's no more South African coming in. So now we have Mexican coming in the 3rd of October. So we will be blending. But it's all the time. You don't know what's going to happen. You have to keep watching. It's a natural product. And when you buy our product, it's fresh, made today in the shop the next morning. You buy all the other products, they could be made 6 months ago or 3 months ago, 2 months ago, but none of them are like our product that is fresh as you can get.
And that's why people are buying your products. And that's
hopefully, hopefully they will continue to do so.
So you must know an awful lot about oranges.
We're learning all the time. Learning all the time.
Are there big orange conventions happening in, you know, is there...
There's fruit fairs all the time.
Mm. So where would you go now? Would you travel internationally to...
Not that much, but I do. I've been in Cuba, and that was a whole culture experience.
Actually, that must have been a holiday now. That was hardly an expo, was it?
Well, you spend so much time just getting there, and then you arrive and you go to the different growers. But you're only spending maybe 2 hours or 3 hours actually with the growers or with the exporter, and then you're travelling back.
So, and are you buying oranges from Cuba?
Not in the last 5 or 6 years, because Cuba has better relationship with the United States, so now they don't come to Europe at all.
Yeah, because the one thing I've heard from people that have been to Cuba is that Cuba is, because they don't do imports in Cuba. Yeah. Is that correct still, I think?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
Basically you could go to a town or a village and go to a market and there may just be oranges and onions or...
It's,
you know,
a whole different world. Till you look at the cars that they have, they're all in the middle 50s.
Mm.
And so therefore parts unbelievable. And you're travelling in the back of the taxi and you can look and see down into the ground and the, you know, where they're repairing them. Everything is repaired and maintained. No new product. That's when I was there, you know.
Yeah, I'd love to go. It's somewhere I've always wanted to go.
Beautiful weather. Beautiful weather.
And the water was... What time of the year were you
there? I can't remember what time of the year it was, but the weather was beautiful. You went for a swim there and the water was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Different.
And so you were basically there looking at oranges and...
Yeah, with a whole lot of other manufacturers at that
time.
Right. Yeah.
Because they were obviously promoting their oranges before, as you say, they got into the American market. And what other countries would be, would you've gone to?
Sweden, and in conventions in Sweden with Borbia, and to Berlin. There's a Anoga conference, fruit conference there, where they it's vast.
In Berlin?
In Berlin, yeah.
And is there one annual one that you would go to every year?
Well, I would say the best outing for in Irish contents is Bloom. It's a fantastic show for any small business trying to learn, will their product sell, and get the reaction from the customer, because that's where you learn so much from the customer, which we're not used to doing.
So from a selling and informing the customer point of view, Bloom,
yeah, Bloom is a fantastic show. It's a fantastic show.
Yeah.
Really is.
And you would be there doing your juices?
Yes. We have a stand there every year.
Right. And you also do granola?
Yes.
And do you make that yourselves?
Yes. We get yogurt from Cologne.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a niche product which we are selling.
So you've got Cologne yogurt and you're using that for your smoothies?
With granolas, yes. Yeah.
And
yeah.
For your granolas, yeah, as well. And,
yeah.
And where are they being stocked, your granolas and your smoothies?
Not in many places at the moment, because we've only been doing it for a short while and we haven't got listed yet.
Right,
We're doing granola with Costa Coffee and Deli Lights, and that's just starting to grow.
Yeah.
And we're doing a small little compote for them, and we're doing a small little granola as well, and that's just gone out in the last 4 weeks. And it's a niche product which is produced, supplying them every week, and they order so much, and they distribute it all over the country. And if it goes well, it'll go to England, please God.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
And do you have other products going to England at the moment?
Not at the moment. We are doing some lemon juice.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's for the wholesale market?
Yes. Yeah.
And the lemon juice is for people making lemonade?
Lemonade, and we're supplying 3 or 4 Irish companies who produce lemonade, and it's in their brand in the shops.
So is fresh lemon juice, is it sensitive to temperature and to shelf life as oranges?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes, very much so.
So you were saying
you must keep it below 4 degrees.
Below four degrees and maximum 8 days.
Yes. Yeah.
For the lemon juice,
unless they pasteurise it themselves, but I don't think they do. So it's all about the hygiene end of it.
And would they want to pasteurise it? Would that be?
Some of them would. They want a longer shelf life. We supply it to them and they bottle it. But I think some of them do pasteurise it to
so
get a longer shelf life.
Squeezing it?
Yes, yes, yeah. Because we are buying such quantities, and for these companies, just to do that on their own, it's a big operation for them to do it because they don't have the machinery to do it.
Of course, yeah.
You know, they
and
don't
it must be a different machine than the one you're using for...
No, it's the same machine for us to make, but we have to take the pulp out of it. It doesn't look... We have to take all the pulp out of it for them. And we have the equipment to do that.
Of course, yeah, because you wouldn't want the pulp in lemon, but you would in it's going well in the orange juice because people like the pulp in it.
Yeah.
Oh, very interesting indeed. And so you were saying it's Palace Foods then that are supplying...
The Palace Foods supply all the country for us with our product, doing all the hotels and small restaurants.
They're very good.
They're a very good company to deal with.
Yeah, excellent. So that's your wholesale end of the market. So we're getting a grip on it here now, Fred, because there's a few different facets to your business.
Yeah, we deliver ourselves all around the Dublin hotels, but for Palace to all the country.
Yeah.
They're a huge company that have the network distribution to do it, so we have a very good relationship with them.
Oh, that's great, yeah. Very good. Well, we're going to keep talking to Fred, but first we're going to go and have some music from the Young Folk. Was Remember When from The Young Folk. You're listening to 103.2 Dublin City FM and this is The Food Talk Show. I'm Margaret Scully and my guest in studio today is Fred Keeling. Fred, I just want to ask you, can you tell me a bit about growing up in the Keeling family?
I grew up in North County Dublin in a place called Killeek, and there was I have two sisters and three brothers, and it was a family farm with growing fruit, and it developed from that.
And what sort of fruit were you growing?
Apples, raspberries, strawberries, blackcurrants, you name it. And our parents, William and Christina Keeling, brought us up in the way that we were treated like anybody else. So if we wanted to go to the pictures on a Saturday, you had to work and earn the money yourself. We were paid like anybody else. So we were lucky that we had that opportunity to earn the money. So many young people nowadays don't have that opportunity.
Yeah.
Everything developed from that. We started supplying, we bought a wholesale place in the fruit market, and it started from that, and we were supplying Power Supermarket at that stage.
Power Supermarket. I don't
that
remember
that. That
goes
back a long time, Margaret. I'm showing my age now when I say that.
Yeah, I never heard of Power Supermarket.
Yeah, well, then Quinsworth and then Tesco.
And so initially when your parents started growing fruit, was that for jam production?
No, it was for direct. Most of it was for direct on the wholesale market in the Dublin market.
Yeah.
And we grew tomatoes as well and flowers. And my mother was great at doing all the paperwork and making sure everything was right. So there used to be busloads, special buses brought out by CIE in the late 50s and 60s, people coming out to pick the fruit.
On your farm?
On our farm, yeah.
And what was that? Was that sort of, they pay so much and you pick your own fruit?
Yes. You're paid by the so many punnets, by the punnet or by the weight for raspberries. But that was a whole generation ago. Nowadays, it's all done up high, that they're picking the strawberries at maybe 4 foot six high.
I know they're on table level,
yes,
and hanging.
Yes,
so they don't have any more of this down on the ground, literally with straw under the strawberries, I presume.
Yeah, it's a whole different... The investment now is huge. So that's the family farm, family business at that stage, which grew and grew and grew, which it is huge today, thank God.
And are all the Keelings in fruit? And your sisters, do they stick with the fruit?
Absolutely not.
Did they not?
They both worked in Aer Lingus.
Okay.
And loved it.
In what capacity? Were they flying?
No, they were ground hostesses.
Ground hostesses.
Yeah, and loved it, and loved the free travel.
That would have been very glamorous and lovely.
Well, they enjoyed it.
Yeah.
They wanted to get away from the farm as such, or the business as such. And the airport was beside us.
Of course.
And that was the nature of things.
They were happy
to do that. Yes.
And you were happy to stay with the fruit, and you're still with it to this day. And tell me, how many people are working for Keelings F Limited?
12 people. I left the home Keelings fruit business from my brother 10 years ago and set up this 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Yeah. And you've got 12 people.
Yes, yes.
And that includes your son, John?
Yes, yes.
And is he the only family member you have in there?
Well, we've bought a big industrial building, and my three boys and myself own a quarter share of the building, and John actually works in the business, and he does all the IT and the quality end of it, and he's the real boss.
He's the real boss?
Yes.
You're kind of a semi-retired boss,
aren't you? No, but he's the boss. When it comes to the quality end and the HACCP and all this thing, he's the one that lays down the law how it should be done.
Yeah, he's trained in all of
yes,
that.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then so family-wise, there's the two of you, and then the other members of staff are from outside.
Adrian Kavanagh is the sales manager, and very, very good. And he's originally a chef, and his product knowledge is absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. That he is excellent at understanding the product and coming up with new products all the time, which we are developing. And it's all about having the right people with you.
Absolutely.
And when you're a small team, everybody has to be prepared to do everything.
And is he a local from your area as well?
Yes.
Is he?
I know Adrian since he was about 14, and he's now 36 or 38.
Okay. So he's...
And he used to come and work for us originally when he was about 16. And then he went off and qualified as a chef. And then I poached him back.
Did you?
Yes, thank God.
And how long has he been with you now?
About 10 years.
10 years. So he's one of the founders of the juice business.
Yes, yeah, he's excellent. Yeah, excellent.
And so then it must be, you obviously need a lot of space because you have large containers of oranges coming
yes,
in.
Yes, we've storage facilities to store the oranges, to keep them at between 6 and 8 degrees all the time.
So it's all and refrigerated storage?
Yes, you have to do that, yes.
Or right.
You must have at least, we try to have 3 weeks supply all the time of product, because you don't know the day that a load is delayed and you can't afford to not supply your customer. So we...
Yeah. And can I ask you now, over the past 10 years, have you seen much fluctuation in demand for fresh orange juice? Is it more popular, less popular? Did we drink more during the boom than we do now?
Oh, in the boom, it was flying. The volume was huge in comparison, and you'd do a promotion and it would really, it could be up 30, 40% your sales. Now, that's not going to happen. And it's only in the last 3 or 4 months is starting to rise again. Thank God.
Okay.
That we appear to be coming out of that, the disposable money that people have are more confident to spend a little more. It'll take time.
So you can feel that we're coming out of
starting,
that now?
It's starting, yes.
Yeah. No, definitely. Gosh, you just go into Dublin city centre any weekend and you just see
You can see the difference. You can see the difference in the pubs.
They're so busy again.
Yeah, yeah. And the hotels are doing much, much better.
You can feel it's coming back to life again,
it's
can't you?
Definitely in Dublin. You definitely see it.
Yeah, because fresh orange juice, freshly squeezed orange juice, is that bit more, quite considerably more expensive, obviously, than the cheaper processed juice that's out there,
so
you know?
So you go to, next time when you're coming down to breakfast, you ask in the hotel, is it freshly squeezed orange juice?
Well, I have to say, that is one thing so many hotels disappoint on. It is one little thing. If I go somewhere, obviously freshly squeezed for me is the mark of quality. Well, anything less, and
I'm delighted to hear you say that, Margaret.
No, but I would. I would measure on if it freshly squeezed.
Well, you
actually
notice the difference straight away. If the freshly squeezed orange juice, ours is not pasteurized. You buy all the other products, concentrated juice. Well, it has been pasteurized. To me, that means burnt in order to get a year's shelf life. So
all the good has gone out of it.
It depends how high they brought the temperature up. But yeah, it definitely affects the product.
Because it's amazing. I have stayed in very, very reputable establishments up and down over the years, and I've just been astounded with the low quality of orange juice. And I presume it comes down to costings and shelf life, etc. Yeah.
Well, when the price of the accommodation totally changed, therefore they cut, in order to do that, they cut everything. So their quality of product that they had at the breakfast changed, but the good hotels didn't change, and now more are coming back to it. But it's back to confidence.
Yeah.
If they can charge more, which the hotels are beginning to charge more, and hopefully more of them will start supplying the beautiful product.
I hope they do now, Fred. And do you go over the border at all?
Yes.
Do you? To Northern Ireland?
Yes.
To hotels?
Yeah. We used to go a lot, but not so much lately, because there's another small juice bar supplying up there, and there's some coming from England, directly in from England.
Into Northern Ireland.
Into Northern Ireland.
And of course, we have the issue with VAT. Is there VAT? There's VAT on fruit juice here.
You can thank Mr. Bertie Ahern for that. When he was Minister of Finance, it used to be zero, but he changed it to 18%, and it's now 23%.
23%. I mean, that is so high, isn't it?
It's crazy. They're not. If the government were talking about trying to get everybody to be healthy products, fresh fruit, but when it comes to orange juice, they put 23%.
And herbal teas as well. There's going to be a review of that this week. Actually, I heard on the business show that's coming up for review. Now, I don't know about the orange juice, but I did hear that because the whole idea.
Wouldn't it be a nice idea if they would reduce it? But
I mean, it really is crippling for small producers, surely.
Yeah. It's for a natural product, which is good for the customer.
Yeah.
It seems a bit crazy, but in this day and age, will Mr. Noonan change his mind? I doubt it at this time, but maybe in the future it might come up in the agenda.
Yeah, and would you have ever campaigned for that, or put in words for that, or mentioned to your local politicians that?
I did a few times, but I got nowhere.
Really?
No,
yeah.
Got
no, it's not just you, Fred. It's an awful lot of people in the food business, especially, as you say, in the producer end of things.
It's a natural product. It's good for you. So,
and is there VAT on it in Northern Ireland?
There is, yes.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. I think it's 18%. 18%, yeah.
Well, I suppose the main thing is, anyway, that we're getting a good quality product, and with people
like this.
That's
what we're striving to do every day, to get the best product to the customer. When you go to buy a house, what do you look for first? Location, location, location. Well, in our product, it's fresh, hygiene and temperature all the time. And we're trying to buy the best oranges all the time to give the customer the best product.
Well, that's obviously why you won your award.
Thank you very much, Margaret.
And can I just say to you as well, I was just looking at the notes from the judges. The judging panel enjoyed tasting this juice's excellent zesty and fresh flavour. The high pulp content was praised along with orange aroma.
Isn't that a delight to hear that?
It is a delight to hear that. And all I can say is congratulations, and long may you last in business.
Thank you very much, Margaret.
So that is Fred Keeling. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Delighted to be here. Thank you, Margaret.
And so you'll have to watch out now, listeners, for Keeling's F Limited fruit juices and products, which will be on the shelves in various Costa coffees and shops around the country, yes? Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
And so thank you to the listener for listening today, and stay tuned to 103.2 Dublin City FM, because coming up next is After, the show that talks about death with Valerie Vetter. I'm Margaret Scully, and Food Talk will be back next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Until then, have a great week.